Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. And right now, I am pleased to be joined by Justina Snyder with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program. Justina, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a while since we've had you in, but yes. I know you guys are obviously doing great work in the WSMI listening area. Just for a refresher, one of your offices is located in Litchfield.
Right. We are at 309 South State Street in Litchfield. It's the old CEFS building attached to the front of the South Township.
And then there's also, I know there's an office in Springfield.
One on the St. John's campus there on 700, I believe, 7th Street.
In November, you have a very special annual event. Tell me a little bit about what that is.
We have our annual Mom Prom coming up, which is the 6th annual Mom Prom, and that will be November 10th.
Okay.
At the Magnuson Grand Hotel in Carlinville, again, they are so good to us. This year's theme is going to be Shake, Rattle, and Roll with the 50s, so I'm pretty excited about that, getting out the old saddle shoes. tickets remain the same, $25 in advance, $30 at the door, and this includes the meal and entertainment. And again, this is one of our biggest fundraisers that we depend on and count on for the year. It's always a lot of fun. Last year, we were pretty afraid that we weren't going to be able to top the Titanic.
Yeah.
That was so fun. But we're really excited about this. We're going to have a soda shop, I believe, and obviously record player and all that kind of stuff. So, so again, that's an event for us, but it's also something for our moms that they have to work toward to be able to go. So they earn their way to get to go to prom for free. So that's always a fun time for us. And so they have different things that they have to accomplish in order to go. So they always look forward to that and work really hard.
Absolutely. Again, that is the 6th annual Mom Prom coming up November 10th.
Yes.
At the Magnuson Grand Hotel.
Yes.
And then after Mom Prom, you'll be planning before Mom Prom as well, but after Mom Prom, the event is Project Santa.
That's right. A couple weeks after that, we will be rocking and rolling on Project Santa. We will be taking applications, I believe, the Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving is when we always meet with those applicants. And then I believe the second weekend, which I believe, again, is the 9th and 10th or something like that, of December,
how about that?
We will be doing the shopping. So it's the second Saturday, I think, of December. So
the 8th is the second Saturday.
Okay, yeah. So 8th and 9th, will be the Project Santa. So the 8th will be doing the shopping. So those, I know there's a lot of people in the community that love to do that.
Right.
So again, just stay tuned. We will be posting all of these on our Facebook page.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that event once we get closer to the events as
Absolutely.
Well. We'll have you back. So just wanted to touch on that a little bit. But we'll
save the dates.
Yeah, save the dates for you. If anyone would like any more information, can you just briefly tell what you guys, I know we've had you in before, but what you do at the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program?
Yes, we are a nonprofit organization that works with women, moms. We just like to embrace them where they are in life, encourage them, educate them, support them to become a better mom, a better woman, a better community member. We're really getting big into the community. We're trying to focus on that. We have some programs that we're working on. We have some excellent parenting programs, a super duper cool one that we just started that I really like. It's Nurturing Parenting. Those are free every Friday at 1 o'clock. And we have a Getting Ahead and a Just Getting By World 16-week curriculum that we're starting in January again, which is really fun. But it talks about bringing the community together. You lift me up, which lifts you up kind of thing. And so we're really excited about that and doing that. So that's what we do is we lift them up, encourage them to be able to, you know, lift someone else up. So we have a really good group of moms that care for each other and support each other. So again, all of our programs are free. All of our support groups and classes that we have are free. We do help with GEDs, you know, anything like that that they need help getting, we will help that. We will help them with that. The only thing we don't do is we don't have cash to pay bills and things like that. There's other organizations, obviously, in town that does that. So that's what we do is we just embrace them and love them and help build them up to have better families in our community for the children.
Absolutely. Again, that's Justina Snyder with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program. As we've mentioned a few times before, you can find out a lot of the information on Facebook. But in case someone would like to call the office, what was the number for the office?
It's 217-324-3270.
And do you need an appointment to come and visit you? Can you stop in?
No, absolutely not. You can come in anytime.
Sounds good. And you said that was, where was the new office located?
It's 309 South State. And what we do, like I said, is when they do that, they earn their things instead of, you know, we have things there for them to earn, diapers and wipes and toiletries and, you know, things that they can purchase with points that they earn for coming to these groups or having goals or even just working. They can earn points for that. So it's kind of like we're a hand up instead of a handout type thing. Yeah.
Justina Snyder, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me today.
I appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck with all these. Yeah. Good luck with all these events coming up.
I know. Thanks.
You're in your busy part of the year. Again, that is Justina Snyder, program coordinator with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time, but until then, so long.